U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is holding a highly anticipated meeting today with the president of Taiwan. The meeting at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Southern California is happening despite sharp objections coming from China. Emily Feng is NPR's Beijing correspondent, and she joins us now from Taipei. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Jane.
Speaker McCarthy is meeting with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen, along with some other members of Congress. What are they expected to talk about?
Economics and security, with a big emphasis on the latter. So the U.S. and China are negotiating a trade agreement right now. It's in its latest stages. And so President Tsai is under pressure to show that closer relations with the U.S. can result in concrete benefits for Taiwan, this trade agreement being one of them. And the other is security, of course, because the U.S. is Taiwan's biggest security guarantor. So Tsai is there to press the U.S., for example, on U.S. weapon sales. Taiwan has bought a lot of weapons from the U.S., but those haven't been delivered. Tsai is also there to meet with members of Congress to talk more about how the U.S. can support Taiwan in protecting Taiwan against China.
And what would you say is the status of those trade agreements between the U.S. and Taiwan?
It's in the final stages. It's mostly about just equalizing services, like education and financial services between the two places. But it's seen as this intermediary step. So if this trade agreement can go through, then perhaps more economic cooperation directly between the U.S. and Taiwan will be easier in the future.
Well, this is adding, of course, to the growing tension between the U.S. and China. China raised sharp objections to this meeting, saying Beijing will, quote, resolutely fight back. And of course, we remember last year after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Taipei, Beijing launched military exercises near Taiwan. What might happen this time?
China will do something. It likely will be military exercises. It's just a question of how big the exercises are going to be. And already we see the preparatory stages for that. So over the weekend, China launched small-scale Navy and Air Force military exercises and then hinted that those would get bigger if Tsai went ahead with her meeting with McCarthy. At the same time, China's been trying to court Taiwan. It knows that Taiwan is going to go into a presidential election campaign season in just a couple of weeks. And every time China threatens Taiwan, support at the ballot box tends to go towards the Democratic Progressive Party, the current ruling party in power that is more anti-China and pro-Taiwan. So China needs to be careful. It doesn't want to overdo it and then scare away voters from the more pro-China party that's also running the next presidential elections.
What is President Biden saying about this meeting between Tsai and members of Congress?
He really has not said that much. And that's because this is about Congress. This is a separate branch of government. And this has been Biden's line when former Speaker Nancy Pelosi was about to visit the island. He was very clear that he doesn't have a say over her travel.
And what's the response from people in Taipei who are watching their leader meet with these top U.S. lawmakers?
Overall positive. People in Taiwan understand that the U.S. is Taiwan's most important partner. Even though the U.S. recognizes China rather than Taiwan as a legitimate government, the U.S. is by far Taipei's most important economic and security ally. But Taiwan's a democracy, and there are split viewpoints about how to handle Taipei's relationship with the U.S. and with China. And so there have been some detractors, most notably the former president of Taiwan, who actually is physically in China right now at the same time that Tsai is in the U.S. He's been there trying to build up relations with the Communist Party in China. And that's been both welcomed and criticized in Taiwan.
We've been talking with NPR's Beijing correspondent Emily Feng, who is in Taipei. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.